This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great thinker and author and poet, he said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." Let me repeat that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm sitting here on a cold, very wet morning. It's raining and the sun is nowhere in sight and it's cold. Waiting for the garbage trucks. Today is the day when both our trash and the recycled waste goes. So two trucks come. And every year, this time of the year, we give the two truck drivers some sweets. So you get these very nice chocolate-covered, almond-scented sweets in Costco, which come only at this Christmas, New Year season time. So we get a bag each, and it's pretty large bags of these sweets, one each for the garbage truck drivers and one for our post. It's called the mail delivery person. The days of the postman or the mailman have gone. Mail delivery person. So the mail delivery person. And we do this every year. And it got to the point where they actually wait for this. They tell us that you are the only people who do this and we wait for this. And the mail delivery person, she said, I take this to our to the post office and we share this with all the people. The purpose of life is to make a difference. And it doesn't matter how big a difference. This is something which we get sometimes confused about. Say, you know, what can I do as one person? But the reality is that only we as one person can do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world not to be happy. Allah sent us into this world to again make a difference. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best people extracted, selected for the benefit of others, for the benefit of other people. Rasulullah said, the best of you is the one who is the most beneficial to the people. He said, the best of you is the one who is the most beneficial to the people. Now you might say, well, what do I have against happiness? Nothing at all, nothing at all. And here, when we say you are not sent into this world to be happy, or the purpose of life is not to be happy, as Waldo Emerson said, all we are saying here is that this is not the purpose of life. People who do meaningful things, believe me, they are the happiest people in the world. They are happier than anybody else because they are happy doing something worthwhile, doing something meaningful. I read a beautiful quote on Twitter, which incidentally I'm planning to once again get out of. I was out of it for a couple of years and then I was prevailed upon to get back into it. But again, it's become extremely toxic. I really don't want to participate in it anymore. But anyway, that's an aside. I read a very beautiful thing written by this taxi driver. I've read this before, so this is an older piece, but it still remains very beautiful. This taxi driver said that I went to, I got a call, so I went to this house. I honked once and I waited and nothing happened. I honked a second time and I waited and nothing happened. And just as I was about to drive away, the door opened and a little, tiny little lady came out wearing a spotted gingham dress. She looked like she was going to church or to a fair or something. Oh, very spruced up, very neat. And along with her, she had a plastic suitcase. So the man said, I got out of the car. I went up there and I happened to look into the house because the door was open. And he said the whole house, everything was beautiful, neat, clean. And all the furniture was covered up with sheets. The lady shut the door and she said, can you help me carry the suitcase? And he said, yes, of course. And I picked up the suitcase. She held my hand and she came out. She said, I am 94 and I am going to the hospice. I have no relatives and there's no one I have in my family, so I'm going to the hospice. The taxi driver says, I seated her in the car, I put the suitcase in the back, and as I started, I said, where is the address? She gave the address and she said, but can we go for a little drive before that? So he said, sure, where would you like to go? So she told him a route. And he said, this is not the shortest way to that address. So the lady says, I'm not in any hurry. I just want to look at a few places where I have been in life. So the taxi driver says, I quietly shut the meter off. And we drove and she commented as we came to each place. In one place, she said, this is where I first met my husband, and this is the school that I went to, and so on and so on. So they went to different places. And he said eventually we got to the hospice. It was like a little house with a portico, and he said I drove in there, and two people came out, and they looked very solicitous, and they handled the lady very gently. They were very nice and kind. They took her inside. And he said, then the door shut. And I felt the door had shut on a life. He said, I drove around. He said, I didn't take any more fares that night. I drove around for a bit. And as I drove around, he said, I thought to myself, what if I had just honked once and left? What if I had honked twice and then left? What if this lady, this last journey of her life, literally, I mean, you know, not the last journey as in after you die, but before she died, if she was faced with this disappointment of, she called a taxi and nothing happened. I want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and I request you also to think about this and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu that we come from a religion and a culture where you are not allowed and you are not supposed to leave people in this state, a state where there is nobody for them. Because in this ummah, Rasulullah ﷺ said this ummah is like one body. He didn't even say it's like one family. Think about this. He didn't even say one family. He said one body. When one limb hurts, the whole body feels the pain. We are not even allowed to leave somebody in the state where they are completely alone and they have to depend on the kindness of strangers. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds people to be kind to them. That's a different issue. But our responsibility as Muslims. So my takeaway and send away from this is go and meet the elders in your family. Go talk to them. People die of loneliness, not of any disease. die of loneliness. I come from a city where a lot of the young people, and young by, I mean, you know, now people even the 50s and 60s, they left the cities and they left and they went away to different places, different parts of the world, very nice, enterprising and so on and so forth, and they did well for themselves. Now they go and visit their families, and alhamdulillah, good for them. But for the greater part of the year, their parents, and I'm talking especially about parents, their parents are alone. Maybe they have servants, maybe some companion comes and goes and so on, but they are alone. And I have seen them yearning for their children. They have money, they're not short of money, because the children make sure, the good children, alhamdulillah, they make sure that the parents don't lack for anything materially. So they live in a nice house, and there's a car, and there's a driver, and there's a cook, and there is money, and so on and so forth. So they are not hurting for any of that. But they want the company of their children. My submission to my brothers and sisters is, do what you have to do. I don't care what you have to do, right? Do what you have to do, but make sure that your parents are not left alone. And then look at people who have no children, but who are also part of your family. And ask yourself what your duty is towards them. This is something which is very, very critical, very important for us to do, is to think of others and see how they feel. One of my dearest and most beloved nephews, when he was in college, I think at that time, just qualified high school, just finished high school or just into college, I didn't see him for a few days. So I asked his father, I said, where has he gone? And I'm deliberately not mentioning his name because I know he wouldn't want to be named, but if he hears this, he knows I'm talking about him. So I asked his dad, I said, where is so-and-so? Where's your son? He said, he has gone to spend some time with this other friend of ours, who is also a good friend of his, whose wife passed away. And he is alone. So your nephew has gone to spend some days with him. Imagine, I mean, subhanAllah, this is the beauty of raising good children. I mean, imagine, how do you raise? I said to his dad, I said, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, you know, you need to be, may Allah bless you for raising a child like this, who is concerned about somebody who's not even related, just a friend. But not just a friend, it's something which is so important, to be concerned about others. We were sent into this world, we have nothing against being happiness. That's why I said, that when I'm saying, the purpose of life is not to be happy, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, he's not against happiness. He's saying be happy for the right reasons. Because you and I know that many people are happy with their toxicity. They're very happy backbiting. They're very happy getting drunk. They're very happy hurting others. They're very happy, you know, fomenting strife and conflict between people and creating all kinds of fitna. So people are happy doing all kinds of stuff. So if you say purpose of life is to be happy, then that person who is happy being toxic is fulfilling the purpose of his life as he thinks. But that is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to be good. The purpose of life is to be valuable. The purpose of life is to be in service of people. The purpose of life is to do something worthwhile, which makes life worth living for others. And that makes you insanely happy. Believe me, it's one of the... There is nothing that makes you happier than seeing somebody else happy. I felt this so many times in my life, that the happiest moments of my life have been where somebody else smiled through tears because of what someone else did to them. And that's what I recommend to you. So think about, what is it that I can do today which will make somebody else happy? And then believe me, you will be the happiest person in the world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.